This is Passport to Texas. Now that spring has arrived, you'll spend more time outdoors, and when you do, watch your step.
Probably most people who spend any amount of time hiking in Texas have been within arm's reach of a diamondback and never knew it.
Andy Glusenkamp is a herpetologist with Parks and Wildlife. Now, don't let what he said about the big, scary, venomous western diamondback rattlesnake, which happens to be the deadliest snake in North America, keep you locked up indoors.
Diamondbacks would, by and large, much prefer to avoid contact than get in some sort of fisticuffs with a large animal like a human.
These snakes play defense. They usually hang out in the vicinity of fallen logs, brush piles, and rocks. And if they think you don't see them, they will lie perfectly still and let you do a Dionne Warwick and walk on by.
If they feel threatened by you, the first thing that they'll do is buzz that rattle. On rare occasions when somebody reaches their hands into a crevice or is picking up firewood and grabs a snake or steps on a snake, then they're going to react violently, and that's when people tend to get bitten.
So avoid doing what he just said. You'll be glad you did, or rather didn't. Find more information about snakes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Support for Passport to Texas comes from the Wildlife Restoration Program, working to restore native habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.